This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The Secret Service is investigating who brought cocaine into the White House. CBS's Weijia Zhang reports.
The bag was discovered on the ground floor in a common area near the entry to the West Wing, not far from the Situation Room. It was close to a set of storage cubbies where visitors leave their cell phones during a tour. The Secret Service is leading the investigation, looking at visitor logs and camera surveillance.
There are camera systems that they'll go back as a part of this investigation and research. Not every camera is trained on everybody at every minute.
That's former Secret Service Deputy Director A.T. Smith. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is investigating two deputies, one of whom allegedly threw a woman to the ground on June 24th as her husband was being arrested. The couple reportedly matched the descriptions of robbers targeting a grocery store 45 miles northeast of Los Angeles. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna calls the footage disturbing.
This investigation is to objectively, and I do repeat objectively, determine if the force used was reasonable, if it was necessary, if it was appropriate and proportional to the level of actions that were described.
Bail has been denied for a man charged with killing five people and wounding two children during a mass shooting in Philadelphia on Monday night. A mass shooting is under investigation in Shreveport, Louisiana, where three people were killed and at least six injured. And CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Fort Worth, Texas, where three died in a mass shooting.
Police say they are following leads, but they have not made any arrests, and they're not pointing to any suspects right now. They're actually, in fact, asking for information that may help this investigation right now. Folks we've talked to from the neighborhood have said what happened here is not somebody from the Como neighborhood. This is a historic neighborhood here in Fort Worth. They have big block parties here.
Facebook and Instagram's parent company Meta has launched an app called Threads meant to rival Twitter. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
The timing of this could not be more perfect for Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg. He has a history of moving very aggressively against competing social networks. And with all of the question marks around Twitter and its future, this is a time when Meta and Facebook and Instagram as a whole organization can come in and say, we are going to offer a social network that is more reliable than Twitter has become.
The combat boots and dog tags that Alan Alda wore when he portrayed the wisecracking surgeon Hawkeye on the TV series MASH are going up for auction. Alda wants the money from the July 28th Heritage Auction in Dallas to benefit his center dedicated to helping scientists communicate better. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things,
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And food purveyors at EatLocalMinnesota.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Pinagigi, yes, they do. Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and we are talking, just catching up and like old friends and having a nice chat here. The show today is on the 5th of July, and we're excited. It's a different day, but we move and groove with the scene, and it's always important for us here at Native Roots Radio to get a great update from our State Senator, Mary Kunish. And so I'm really happy that you're on, and thank you so much for coming on, as always.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm happy to be here with you again today. It's a bright, sunny day in Minnesota, and I just came back from the pool with this little sweetie, Patootie. That's my little granddaughter, Rita. She actually promised me that if I took her to the pool, she would take a nap so I could do this, but she's not keeping her end of the promise. So you might hear some voices in the background.
Yeah, she's cute as heck. And our listening audience, you'll have to jump on. And it's a good reminder for everyone that we are on Facebook Live and YouTube while we do the show. So if you want to see what State Senator Mary Kunish looks like and her grandbaby, check it out. Native Roots Radio on Facebook Live and also on YouTube all over Turtle Island. Oh, wow. Thanks so much for coming on. And it's vacation time. And I know for you and all the work that the Senate has done specifically, it's a good thing to be able to relax and regroup because of all the great work that happened and how much we are, meaning Minnesota, really a beacon of hope to a lot of states across Turtle Island.
Well, it's true. And even though in Minnesota, our legislature is considered a part-time legislature, we just meet from either January or February through May every year. We still do a lot of the work, during those months in between. And of course, because COVID is over now, there are so many conferences that we get invited to. And as the chair of Education Finance, I get invited to a lot of them. I was just in Seattle at a leadership conference for education chairs and met with a bunch of the legislators from around the country and talked about education, really specifically around special education and early education, but also finance. How it's fascinating how different states finance their education, because it is the state's responsibility. And Minnesota puts a huge chunk of their their budget into education. This year, we passed a $5.2 billion education budget that I got to spend. I always kind of hyperventilate a little bit when I say that. But at first I was like, oh my gosh, how do we ever spend all that money? But I'll tell you, we did, and we did it in a really, really great way. So I'll be heading out to Detroit, Michigan for a big national state legislative conference. And I'll be meeting with some of the other Native legislators from around the country there. And it's so great to get together with them, you know, when we have the opportunity to, because sometimes we don't know who is legislating, you know, Native folks who are legislating in other states. And we can get together and talk about common issues and how we've been addressing those issues within our state. And it's just a really good time to connect. So I'll be looking forward to that. And there's a few more coming up. And so I will be heading, you know, around the country this summer.
Well, State Senator, I know you're probably humble about this question, but people have to be coming up to you and just complimenting on the great work that Minnesota's doing, and specifically you, when it comes to the laws. And like I've said before, when we've talked, I was the MC of the Wisconsin Democratic Convention, and Minnesota was brought up many times in a good way.
Yes, Minnesota is quite the North Star in a lot of different areas. You know, when I think about the good work that we did, not just in education, but we codified reproductive rights for women and men in our state constitution. We passed trans rights and protections for our trans kids, which was so important. I can't even tell you how many parents or people who know other families with trans kids or who are trans themselves who are considering moving to Minnesota. Yeah. And it's because we are, you know, we're a refugee state, because all of the other states around us don't have the kind of empathy and the acceptance that Minnesota does. And so, you know, those are some of the things that we did. We put a lot of money into our EL, English learner areas. We put a lot of money into special ed. We are providing lunch and breakfast for our students, all students, regardless of where they live or how much their families make, free, you know, those lunches and breakfasts at no cost for every student, so that there's no shaming. Even if your family can afford it, let's say you forgot your lunch or your lunch money, you can have a lunch, you can have a breakfast. I mean, it's the least we can do to make sure we have healthy and happy kids. And just did a lot of good work. And yes, I do get a lot of people asking us, how did we do it? You know, who's behind it all? But, you know, this session, we took the majority in our House and our Senate and our governor for the Democrats. And it was really the Democrats that we walked in there and said, we're going to get this stuff done, and we did it.
Yeah, definitely. We got about a minute to go here, and one of the things I want to talk about the next segment and give you a chance to maybe catch up, because this is just happening today when we're talking about education, is the Supreme Court's decision today, which is really... I figured out the Supreme Court, and now I didn't, but it's very bizarre. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll be taking a break here. We're with State Senator Mary Kunish and her beautiful granddaughter. Aww. Watch us on YouTube and Facebook Live. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions, when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
When it comes to houses, disassembly is our game, deconstruction is our fame. There are some bucks for your project. Better Futures Minnesota is your contact.
Instead of demolishing your home, let us take it apart by hand, and we can find the building materials a new home. Limited funds are allotted in 2023 for Hennepin County residents and public entities to make deconstruction even more affordable. Check out betterfuturesminnesota.com. That's betterfuturesminnesota.com.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Minnesota 350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Yes, they do. Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish. Really happy to be able to have you on tonight. Really excellent. And this is, I just want to tell people too, this is like a pre-recorded show because I'm doing some things in Wisconsin today. And, but really happy to have State Senator on because a lot of times when we go on vacation, your show gets axed. So it's great to have you on tonight and talk about a few things. So one of the things that have come up here a few days before this broadcast is the Supreme Court rules that colleges that consider race in admission violate the Constitution. That's unbelievable.
You know, it's I think we were talking a little bit about this. We're just not quite sure how our Supreme Court is going to rule these days. I think we were, you know, overwhelmed with joy when they again overwhelmingly supported ICWA and said mm-hmm. that it's necessary to continue that. But then with this affirmative action in our college admissions, you know, we were hoping that that would be sustained because, you know, historically our kids of color have not gotten into the best schools or had the best opportunities that others were afforded. And this was one way to breach that huge divide. And I do believe that in the installation of affirmative action really has been positive and has had a positive outcome. So yeah, it's a little disheartening that it came down to this.
Yeah, it's you know, some of the politicians are saying that the affirmative action ruling, you know, businesses and colleges can't afford to discriminate, you know, and that's what we kind of feel like. And we talk a little bit about, you know, ICWA, and we're a sovereign nation, and so this is a little different slant, I think, and earlier about the Supreme Court, it's probably trying to put a kibosh to certain things that are race related.
Yep. And it is true. I mean, you can't, it's sort of apples and oranges when we look at ICWA and affirmative action. Of course, it's important to remember that that tribes are not a racial classification, that are the status of tribes is really has political standing, not racial standing. And you know, being Native is not a race. Our tribes are political sovereign entities. So that does make a difference, especially when it comes to things like affirmative action. But yet we know that our Native folks have been discriminated probably higher than almost any other group when it comes to some of these longstanding admission policies at especially the elite colleges and universities that use race, that have used race as one of the factors in evaluating applicants. I suppose they could still, you know, unofficially do that, but it just opens them up to a lot of legal struggles.
Just a great example I've heard over the years, too, is just imagine as a sovereign nation, the United States dealing with France, for instance, they're a sovereign nation. So that's the kind of a relationship that our sovereign nations here, the Native sovereign nations, should be dealing with the United States government and local governments.
Yeah. But, you know, one of the other really good things that Minnesota did, so we have these land grant universities here in Minnesota where Indian land was taken to build our state universities. And one of them is the University of Minnesota Morris that actually used to be a boarding school. And when that boarding school was shut down and the University of Minnesota decided to take it over, there was an agreement that stated that any Native, enrolled Native person or could prove lineage to enrolled members, such as like my son went there, they could go there tuition free. And so that became sort of a mecca for a lot of our Native kids. There's a high instance of Native kids, but it was also very sensitive to other kids of color. And if you, I don't know if you remember this spring, Robert, when one of our Board of Regents said that it was just a little too diverse up there. Yeah. And there was a lot of blowback from that. But now Minnesota, this past legislature has decided that our lower income kids are going to be able to go to college tuition free. And so any student that wants to go to the University of Minnesota that can get into the University of Minnesota, if their family earns less than $80,000, they can now attend tuition free. I do believe that we're going to see some really incredible work. And it's not just our kids of color. There are plenty of, you know, non-folks of color families who are very poor, who struggle to support their children in higher education. And we want to make sure that there is a more equal playing field when it comes to that.
Yeah, and I'm glad we're talking about it. And I'm glad you said that, too, because I don't think, because a lot of our GOP relatives vote against their own interests and don't understand what the DFL really does here in this state. And I think that's really, I'm glad we're talking about that, and we should get on top of the mountains and talk about that and scream it out, because that's good for everybody.
Well, and I don't say this just because I'm a Democrat. In Minnesota, we're DFL, Democrat Farmer Labor Party. Those three things are really important to our Democrats, and it shows in the legislation that we put out there this year. And I will say that most of the GOP would not vote for our bills. Very few voted for the final big omnibus bills. Some of the brave ones did, and I have to, you know, pat them on the back for that, because they're probably going to get some blowback from their own party. But, you know, they oftentimes will then turn around and claim, oh, yeah, I brought this to our district. Oh, yeah, we did this, we did that. And I just have to remind people, you know, when they say that, it's like, you did not vote for that bill. You did not support that bill, and now you're taking credit for it. Exactly. And that happens more often than you would think. And it's kind of appalling.
You know, one of the great examples was on the federal end, people up north were taking credit for stuff that they voted for. I don't want to name a few names. I can't think of them off the top of my head, but the Republican Party was taking credit for all these great things that were happening that they voted against. So, wow, yep. It was a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing. And I have to say that in Minnesota, we Democrats want to partner. We really do want to partner with our GOP members, and we want to put out good legislation that is going to affect their communities as well. And we did, in spite of, you know, their reluctance, in spite of them saying a lot of negative things when we would be in committee or have our hearings. We did include, and we recognize that in spite of their poor representation, every Minnesotan needs a fair shake at you know, the kind of the environmental, the healthcare, the housing, the education, all of those things. And so we just, you know, it was like, if you don't want to be with us, we're going to go ahead and do it anyway. And your communities are going to reap the benefits no matter what.
And that's being a good neighbor. And I think that's what we can really point to, the difference between right now the Democrats and Republicans. I know we were talking a couple of days ago with a few people that are on the show. And, you know, we just had, was it David Durenberger who passed away just recently? And you see the things that he supported as a Republican that kept on getting reelected as a congressperson. And all the good things that he did for Minnesota, the Clean Water Act, all these things that the Republicans wouldn't even touch anymore.
Right. It boggles my mind.
Yeah,
it really does. And I know that, you know, our Republican counterparts really believe in, you know, small government, local control, low taxes. But at the same time, they want really good roads. They want safe bridges. They want clean water to drink. They want a sustainable environment. And I just often don't understand how they work against their best interests. I mean, I come from a very Republican family, and my father actually started the Republican caucus up in the part of northern Minnesota that I started. Mm-hmm. But when I think about the work that he did and that he championed as a Republican, I know he would not be able to support the Republican values or attitudes that we see today.
Yeah, I like the word attitudes. Hopefully the pendulum will swing back here, but I think we're going to be looking for good things here in the next cycle, because 70% of the people are for what you're talking about, State Senator, really. And there's just a few, and, you know, with trying to, you know, block voting and all these things, and, you know, it's going to backfire on them. And I'm glad we're talking and doing great things. And we're going to, do another segment here. So, hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Even though the public COVID-19 emergency might be over, it's still important to stay up to date on vaccinations. And if you're like most people, you probably need a refresher on who should get vaccinated and when. So here's the bottom line. If you're 6 years or older, aim for that one updated COVID-19 vaccine. It doesn't matter if you've had a previous vaccine or not. You're still in the game. Now, if you're 65 or older, you've got the green light for one extra dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Just wait 4 months after your first updated dose, and you're good to go. And for the little ones, children between 6 months and 5 years may need multiple doses, including at least one of the updated vaccines, based on their age and previous doses. Remember, always stay informed and reach out to healthcare professionals for personalized guidance. Didn't catch all of that? You can find all of the updated COVID vaccine information at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, this is Angela Warner for Warner Stallion and Appliance. Do you have a dishwasher that doesn't really clean your dishes so you have to? Or a refrigerator that kind of keeps your milk cold and you've just been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, Warner Stellion has the...
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. In the search for missing Lansing, Michigan 2-year-old Winter Smith, Lansing Police Chief Ellery Sosby says...
At approximately 6:50 p.m., a federal search team in Detroit located Winter's body near the Coleman A. Young Airport.
Police say her mother's ex-boyfriend took the child after attacking her mother, for which he's facing charges. Under investigation is who brought cocaine into the White House, CBS's Weijia Zhang.
White House visitors undergo background checks and go through magnetometers on site. But the Secret Service does not have canine units that target illegal drugs. Instead, the dogs search for explosives, biohazardous materials, and weapons.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is investigating two deputies after a woman is thrown to the ground. Sheriff Robert Luna.
It's disturbing. There's no ifs and buts about it. The department has initiated an internal affairs investigation into this incident.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal.
I get to spend a lot of time with the grandkids and with my family. We have a big family reunion coming up this weekend, and folks coming from all different states to join us, which will be really fun. Yesterday I got to meet and give a little short tour of the Capitol to about maybe 30 kids from Red Lake. Wow. Which was great. They have a summer program and they had enough money to bring the kids down to the Twin Cities and take them on different tours around the state that's going to enhance their education and help them understand a little sorry, a little bit better, you know, this the state of Minnesota that we live in. And so they came and the lieutenant governor showed up to say hello, the director of higher ed, the commissioner of higher ed, folks from the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Task Force or office. The Indian Ed Commissioner was there to greet them. So we had a really nice little chat with them. And then I took them around the Capitol. There's a few little nuggets that I like to show people that that I really think is important there. And there were two young girls that told me that they wanted to help with the missing and murdered Indigenous relatives situation. And so coming up in July, I don't know if I have my phone with me. There is going to be an action up in Bemidji to look for one of the missing girls up there. Wow. And so I'm going to be able to connect these high school girls to that as well. And then the other thing is that I listened in on a really interesting discussion about returning, you know, the original names to some of the lakes and the creeks and the rivers here in Minnesota. And there's a community, there's a couple communities that are coming together, Golden Valley, Robbinsdale, some of the other communities to add or return the name to Bassett Creek. And so that's been happening across the state. I think, I don't know how many of our people on the radio know about when Bede Macosta was returned, that was the name returned to one of the big lakes here in the metro area. But that's kind of been a movement, and the process of changing this name or returning this name is to return it to its original name of Hahawakpadan, and it's the Bassett Creek that we see here in the Twin Cities. And so I got to listen to them and hear what the work that they're doing, and I certainly appreciate it. I asked them, where did they get the name? You know, where did they find the name that they wanted to return to? And they talked about a book. It's called Where the Rivers Gather and the Rivers, Where the Waters Gather and the Rivers Meet. And this is a book. It's hard to find now. And I ended up finding this a long time ago on one of those giveaway, getting rid of carts at the St. Paul Public Library. I think it was there. But this is an atlas of the Eastern Sioux, and it's by a man called Paul Durand. And he went through and identified all these different bodies of water, whether they're a lake or a waterway or a stream. And then he created a map of these different places and identified the names. And if you go to Owamni, the Sean Sherman's restaurant, he's got a duplicate of it. Mm-hmm. And it's a fascinating map. I grew up in northern Minnesota and was able to locate some of the creeks and waterways that I grew up on, and more here in the Twin Cities. So there's that whole movement to return or at least acknowledge those original names of our waterways and lakes and streams.
Well, I know, too, one of the cool things about the Bede Macosta was that it was named after Calhoun, who was a racist slave owner and Indian fighter. And then we have Ramsey County here, too, which I heard would be way too much money to change every sign and everything. But the old junior high that I went to, Mary, was Ramsey Junior High in St. Paul, and they changed it to Hidden River just this last year. And that was a movement done by Native American kids, students in the St. Paul School District. And I just say, applaud them big time, because it was a real surprise to me, because I went to Apollo there and I go, where is this school? And it was Ramsey Junior High. And now it's Hidden River, and there's a hidden river that goes underneath that school that I had no idea with. So there's all these little gems that we don't know about unless we see older maps and older names.
Well, and I think what's really super great is a lot of these movements are done by the youth. They recognize, they kind of have that moral compass, it sounds like, and are willing to stick their neck out. And then, you know, the others are willing to support the new movements or those ideas, like, you know, what we see with climate change and, recognizing the original name of the areas. They get it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. And I just am always impressed with the youth when they rise up like that and take charge and demand justice, I guess is the way to say it.
Yeah. And it's a good time. There's been a lot of glass ceilings and bridges been built for these young ones and to walk over by a lot of our ancestors that have worked hard for this and they're taking advantage of it too. I agree 100%. There's things, I mean, I just applaud Gen Z in a lot of ways. One is they're voting like no one's business. I think in this next cycle, they're going to be outnumbering my generation, which is a boomer. I'm a boomer. And that's exciting. And they also don't have these hangups that we had and that were, given to us. I feel like, all these phobias and about people, they're so much more open to things that even my generation wasn't. And we were supposed to be the movers and shakers and hippies, and then Wall Street happened, the TV or the radio or the movie. No, but yeah. I mean, it's just like greed was good there for the 80s, and it's really shown.
Yeah, I don't know that we see that kind of I need to get a job and make a bajillion dollars and have a big house and have a fancy car. I see more of, wanting to take care of each other and not have those kind of responsibilities. Especially, I was at a ribbon cutting at a industry that's here in my community that I represent, and it's a very international. I mean, it's a German company, but they had French and Latinx and a Native woman. I didn't know she was Native. I was talking to her, and she actually is a biochemistry scientist, and she built and designed and oversaw this incredible laboratory at this new place. And here's this, I think she might be Ho-Chunk. She's from Wisconsin. and it's just like, they now think they know, and they realize they can do anything, but they can also move from profession to profession or job to job. It's not like you become a lawyer and you have to stay a lawyer the rest of your life, or you become a teacher and you have to be a teacher, or whatever the case may be. There's just more opportunity to expand in different ways.
You know, and it'd even be better if we had universal health care, so people weren't married to their job that they don't like, and that we could all do what makes us happy, whether it's beating moccasins or working as a high-powered lawyer somewhere. I mean, bring your health care with you.
Yes, 100%. I agree with you. And today I was reading about some of the schools that are going to be struggling with finances, and one of the big, things is staffing and healthcare. And I thought, wow, if we eliminated healthcare, imagine how incredible that would be for teachers and school districts if they didn't have that huge financial responsibility. Because there are plenty of hourly workers who work just for healthcare and take very little home at the end of their paycheck because they needed it for their healthcare for their family. No.
I had really good health care as a school teacher, Mary, but if I wanted to add Wendy or any of my kids, it was insanely expensive. It was insanely expensive. And that isn't the way it used to be when these unions were really strong. I mean, the teacher unions are one of the last few unions left, but I mean, my dental was really not that well, and it was crappy. And, you know, people that don't know think that we get everything free and we get paid year round. And I had to tell, I had to straighten people out over the years is that, no, this is not what's happening. You know, teachers do it for the love of the students for the most part, really.
I would agree with you. It is, it really is a love of learning and teaching and being in community with our kids.
Well, thank you, State Senator Mary Kunish, for coming on and speaking your truth. It's always very enjoyable. And I know by talking to people about Native Roots Radio, they really enjoy your Fridays. So it's great that we were able to catch up on another day.
Happy to be here and chat with both of you and, you know, just kind of see what's going on out there.
Right on. Hey, up next, our sacred animal section with Wendy. Attention, Native American community. We've come a long way in our fight against COVID-19. The emergency declaration may be over, but our responsibility to stay vigilant remains. It is crucial to remember that the virus is still among us, and we must continue to prioritize our health and the well-being of our loved ones and elders. Besides getting vaccinated, let's not forget the basics when we're around people who are still vulnerable to COVID-19. Wear your mask, wash your hands regularly, and take an at-home COVID-19 test if you have any symptoms. We've shown incredible strength and resilience throughout history, and we will triumph over this challenge as well. Let's honor our ancestors by taking care of one another and keeping our communities safe. Together, let's navigate uncertain times with courage and unity. Stay informed, stay safe, and remember that our actions today will shape a brighter future for our Native community. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
I love my Toyota vehicles, so when it's time for me to get my service done, there's only one place I go, Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyota's inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Noel.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
How's it going?
I don't know. I get a crack up. People that are watching this on Facebook Live or YouTube will always pull up a little wolf howling, and you know, some days that makes me laugh more than others, but today it made me laugh. Hey, Wendy's in New York, but she sent us a cool segment here, and I want her to jump on and play that right now. And we can, if there's time, we can discuss what she did and critique it or not. But hey, let's get Wendy Pilot on.
Hey, everybody. My name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And as always, it is my pleasure to do that. And thank you again, Robert, for having me do a sacred animal section. I really appreciate it. As I mentioned once before, Friends of Minneapolis Animal Care and Control are looking for cat whisperers. They need kind, patient cat lovers to take on some nervous, shy cats that they have there. All of these cats, they are saying, may do best in a one-cat house, so they're not as friendly as most other cats. All of the MAC cats and animals over 6 months old currently have no adoption fees, and they want to do this so they could help get as many waiting animals out of the shelter as possible. Kittens that are under 6 months old are $100, $50 to Minneapolis residents, and walk-in adoption hours at the Minneapolis Animal Care and Control are Monday through Friday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., and they're located at 212 17th Avenue North in Minneapolis. So that's always a great thing to do. Last week or the week before, Robert and I talked about our older cats that we adopted, and we always had the best luck with them. So people who adopt older animals, I give them a lot of credit, and visit the Animal Care and Control in Minneapolis. Here's a post here from Howling for Wolves. Ban wolf hunting for good. So due to federal protections being restored by a federal judge in February of 2022, Minnesota wolves cannot currently be hunted. Again, cannot currently be hunted. However, the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources intends to hold a wolf hunt once our state's wolves lose their protection. So when the wolves were first delisted from the endangered species list in Minnesota in 2012, there was a slaughtered mass of over 700 wolves, and they were killed in 1 year by hunters and wildlife services. The Minnesota DNR has demonstrated that they cannot be trusted with the responsible stewardship of our wolves. So we're just asking, as always, for continued support and to get in touch with your lawmakers to make our Minnesota wolves safe forever. So you could head on to howlingforwolves.org/take action and tell your lawmakers to ban wolf hunting for good. And that's always really important to do. Thank you very much. It's been pretty hot out, and the summer is here, and we have lots of hot weather. So we're asking everyone to please take care of their children and their pets, and make sure that all the wildlife has water out there. So hot pavement is a real bad thing, and there are a lot of dogs get injured over the summer months because of burns on their paws. So hot pavement, if the air temperature is just 77 degrees, asphalt temperatures could be 125 degrees. At 86 degrees, the asphalt temperature could be 135 degrees. And at 87 degrees, it can go up to 143. So if it's too hot for your bare feet, then it's too hot for their paws. So just make sure that you test the pavement before you get your little furry friend out there. And check it out. Another test that you could do so you don't have to take your shoes off is put the back of your hand down on the pavement or asphalt and see how hot that is on the back of your hand. I talked about this again last week, and I always want to remind people because I see still so many people walking their dogs, and the dog has to walk on the leash like a soldier. The animal has to stay really close and heel next to their owner. And anytime the dog tries to go to sniff or to check something out, the dog is yanked back and asked to walk like a soldier. And I say, let them sniff. So instead of focusing how far you have traveled with your dog in steps, begin to focus on how much your dog has sniffed on their walk. Sniffing is a calming, mentally engaging, and therapeutic activity, which many of us leave off the agenda during outings. When we allow our dog to take the world around them through their nose, this provides an opportunity for relaxation. So this really helps your pet relax and be calm and enjoy. I've been seeing a lot of red cardinals around, and I always love to see them and their mate. I just read an article about a 1 in a million yellow cardinal. It's been seen in Florida. The cardinal is one of North America's most identifiable birds, with its distinctive crest and vivid red plumage on males. However, one exceptionally unusual cardinal observed lately in Gainesville, Florida, has a radically different appearance. It's bright yellow, a 1 in a million occurrence. You could go ahead and check that out. I have a picture of this beautiful bird that really is something else to see. I really am really astonished by it. So check out a yellow cardinal. Our friend Alice has posted about red cardinals or cardinals. I'm sure the yellow ones also have the same behavior, that cardinals could be called a romantic bird species. They mate for life and stay together year round. They sing together before nesting. And their courtship behavior includes the male gathering food and feeding it to a female beak to beak. So how cute is that? Also, one last thing before I end my segment, we could help our bees and other insects during the hot weather. So they need to drink water also, but they often drown in large pans of water. So all you need to do is grab a pan or a shallow bowl and put a whole bunch of pebbles or marbles or rocks in there and fill it with some water. And the rocks and the pebbles will give the bees a nice landing spot and help avoid them from drowning. And it's best to change the water every week or so to make sure other insects don't lay eggs in there. I usually refill that water almost every day. So, yeah, let's help our outdoor animals and our bees and other insects, except for mosquitoes. I don't have much love for them. I have to tell you that. Anyway, with that, back to you, Robert.
Hey, thanks, Wendy, for the update. Always great to hear. Haley, thank you very much for all the support and all the background stuff and the things that you do for Native Roots Radio. I want to say thank you to Lieutenant Governor. Also, Brooke LaFleau, really appreciate you coming on and speaking your truth and telling us a little bit about yourself and the events, that the support that you give our community. Hey, we're still here. We are the seventh generation. Free Leonard Peltier now.
Now.
Top from 30 Bills on Main Street in Hopkins. My co-founder Tom and I developed our restaurant to celebrate everything Midwestern cuisine has to offer. Our upbeat neighborhood gathering place brings together bright personalities, bold recipes, clean ingredients, and craft spirits that play with unique flavors of the Midwest. The menu at 30 Bales is inspired by seasonal ingredients grown close to home. Some favorites include our devilish eggs, beet salad, short rib pot pie.
It's not just about the barrels and construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.